Terry, what's your take on the housing market now, and how's it affect mortgage-backed securities currently and into the future? What's your opinion about that?
Well, I think the news on the real estate market, on the housing market, has been very good lately. I think that the market has bottomed, it's stabilized, and in a lot of places, you've enjoyed a good bounce off the bottom. So from the point of view of mortgage-backed securities, that's very good. Rising home prices will be very supportive of our bonds. So think about it. The probability that the borrower is going to make their next payment remains good when the home value goes up. And obviously, the liquidation value, if the borrower can't make his payments, is helped when home prices go up. So we're very positive about home prices, and we like how that reflects on our bonds. But I think the question for the real estate market is, can this growth continue? And I'd point to two pretty big hurdles right now. The first being rising interest rates. Interest rates have a big effect on buying power. If you just think about the monthly payment that a borrower is capable of making and what happens to that buying power when interest rates rise, it's something that can have big effects on the real estate market. The second hurdle is all these investors. There's been real growth of the investor class. The Fed came out with a paper last week saying that the number of investors in the housing market has doubled and tripled in some areas. So we've got to have questions about what the repercussions are going to be of so many homes being held by investors. And I would say that the first question we have is, how long are they going to hold on to these properties? And are we going to get ourselves back into a situation where we've got tons and tons of properties hitting the real estate market at the same time, obviously driving down prices?